This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Right now, I mean, millions of websites out there are just quietly bleeding traffic.
Oh, absolutely bleeding.
Yeah, and it's all because of AI bots. But the wild thing is, the only way to stop this bleeding might be buried at the absolute bottom of your webpage.
Yeah, in the spot everyone ignores.
Exactly. You know the spot. It's tucked away down in the footer, right next to the terms and conditions. I'm talking about the FAQ page.
Right.
For years, this page has basically operated as the digital equivalent of a dusty appendix at the back of a textbook. It's just where companies dump all those boring policy questions or, you know, the legal disclaimers they assume nobody is ever actually going to read.
Because usually nobody does read them.
Right, nobody reads them. But welcome to today's deep dive, because we have some source material today that completely obliterates that assumption. We are looking at a 2026 article by Joe Medico.
Yeah, from Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Yes, Double Dome Digital Marketing. And it's all about this concept they call the AI-optimized FAQ build. And our mission today is to figure out how this totally ignored page is actually your secret weapon for surviving the modern internet.
It really is a survival tactic at this point. Because to grasp why this AI-optimized FAQ concept is causing such a massive stir right now, we kind of have to look at the brutal reality of the internet landscape in 2026.
Which is pretty grim for a lot of site owners.
It is. The source material outlines this phenomenon that is keeping business owners awake at night. They call it the AI slump.
The AI slump.
Yeah. And if you are looking at your own company's website analytics lately, you're probably feeling this.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional clicks are just falling off a cliff.
And the really frustrating part for you if you're running a business is that it isn't because consumer demand suddenly dried up.
Right. No.
Or because people stopped searching for your services. The search volume is still there, right?
Oh, totally still there. Yeah. But the traffic is being intercepted.
Intercepted.
Yeah, by AI bots. So whether it's Gemini or ChatGPT or these integrated search generative experiences, they're taking the user's query, scraping the internet for the data, and then just serving the answer directly to the user right there in the chat interface.
So the user never actually visits the site.
Exactly. The user gets what they need, and they never actually click through to the website that originally provided the information. From the business's perspective, I mean, the top of their funnel just evaporated overnight.
Okay, let's unpack this, because I'm trying to wrap my head around this shift. Is the traditional FAQ page, you know, like a dusty appendix at the back of a book that has suddenly in 2026 become the actual treasure map to navigating this AI slump?
It has the potential to be,
but only
if you fundamentally change how you view it.
Okay.
The Double Dome article discusses what they call the FAQ paradox.
The FAQ paradox.
Right. The paradox is that the page literally designed to answer user questions is actively repelling the very systems that users now rely on to find answers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. For the vast majority of businesses out there right now, their legacy FAQ page is basically a structural graveyard.
A graveyard because of how it's written.
Exactly. It is packed with internal focused corporate jargon. And the answers are these meandering, you know, 500-word paragraphs drafted by a committee of lawyers.
Oh, just trying to cover every conceivable edge case and liability.
Yes. Which, if you think about it from an algorithmic perspective, is an absolute nightmare to parse.
It's just a wall of text.
It's computationally expensive and it's highly ambiguous. An LLM, a large language model, cannot easily extract a definitive factual citation from a wall of defensive corporate speak.
Right. It doesn't want to guess what you mean.
No, it hates guessing. So the bot just skips your site entirely and goes to a competitor who is clearer.
Which is brutal.
It is. The net result is that you're spending resources maintaining a page that drives absolutely zero lead intent, simply because the machines refuse to read it.
Okay, I have to put myself in the shoes of a listener who might be running a business right now, because my immediate reaction to hearing that is just pure frustration.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, if these bots are bypassing my site, scraping my industry, and giving the answers directly to the user, essentially stealing my clicks, why on earth should I bend over backward to rewrite my FAQ page for them?
Right. It feels unfair.
Yeah. Shouldn't we be figuring out how to block the bots instead of, like, playing their game?
This raises an important question, and frankly, that sense of indignation is the default reaction for a lot of legacy marketers.
It feels like intellectual property theft, honestly.
It does feel like that. But the source material is very clear on the market reality here.
Yeah.
We are no longer dealing with search engines. We are dealing with answer engines.
Answer engines.
Yes. Blocking the bots might feel morally vindicating, but it is commercial suicide.
Wow. Commercial suicide.
Truly. The users have already permanently shifted their behavior. They don't want to hunt through 10 blue links to find a pricing tier anymore. They want the answer instantly.
So it's basically an adapt or die scenario.
Entirely adapt or die. The whole goal of a digital presence has shifted. It's no longer about enticing a user to click a link.
Okay, so what is the new goal?
The new objective is to engineer your data so effectively that your business becomes what the article calls the preferred answer.
The preferred answer.
Right. You want to be the definitive source that the AI cites word for word in its output. If the AI is going to hand the user an answer on a silver platter, you need to make absolutely sure it is your answer they are serving.
Okay, which brings up a massive operational hurdle in my mind.
Okay, what's that?
If I'm a large language model, right, I have essentially ingested the entire internet. I have billions of data points to choose from.
Trillions.
Yeah. Billions. So what specifically makes one website's answer better or, you know, more citable than a competitor's answer?
That brings us to the core engine of this entire strategy. It's a concept the text refers to as information gain.
Information gain.
Yes. To put it bluntly, AI models do not want a rehash of Wikipedia.
They already have that.
Exactly. They already have Wikipedia mathematically embedded in their weights. When they crawl a site, they are actively hunting for unique, credible, proprietary data that adds net new information to a specific query.
So, to use an analogy, it's kind of like a job interview where the AI is the hiring manager.
I like that, yeah.
And if they ask you about your experience and you just sit there and read the generic job description back to them, you fail.
You're not getting hired.
Right. You have to bring your own highly specific proprietary results to the table to actually stand out from the other applicants.
I think that's a highly accurate way to visualize it. And what's fascinating here is how the concept of information gain forces a complete psychological shift in digital marketing.
How so?
Well, for the last two decades, businesses have essentially been renting clicks.
Renting clicks, like with paid ads.
Exactly. You poured money into Google Ads or you paid an agency to optimize for a broad keyword, and you basically rented a momentary spike in traffic.
Right.
But when you start providing high-value information gain and you've structured exactly how these models want to consume it, you move from renting clicks to owning the conversation.
Why about owning the conversation?
Yeah. Your proprietary knowledge actually becomes the underlying architecture of the AI's knowledge base for your specific industry.
That is an incredibly powerful paradigm shift. You transition from being like a billboard on the side of the highway to being the actual map the AI uses to navigate.
That's exactly it.
But I want to get into the mechanics of this because theory is great, but execution is where things usually break down, right?
Always.
So the Double Dome article outlines this very specific three-step rewrite framework for this AI-optimized FAQ. Let's break down the physical structure of that.
Okay, so the framework is essentially a blueprint for algorithmic translation. Step one focuses entirely on the question itself.
Just the question.
It's just the question. They call it the prompt-matched question. And it requires a process called AI search behavior mapping.
Meaning we are mapping our website copy to the actual conversational prompts a user types into ChatGPT or Claude.
Correct. And to execute this, you have to ruthlessly abandon your internal company jargon.
Which is hard for a lot of companies.
Very hard. The text provides a really stark contrast to illustrate this. On a legacy website, let's say a logistics company, they might have an FAQ heading that simply reads shipping policy.
Which is how 99% of businesses categorize that information today.
Right. But humans don't speak to answer engines in broad categories like that. Nobody opens an AI chat and just types shipping policy.
No, they'd get a terrible answer.
Exactly. They treat the AI like an expert consultant. They ask complex, multivariable questions. So the framework dictates that you must change that generic heading to map to the hyper-specific user prompt.
Okay, so give me an example of that.
Instead of shipping policy, the example they use is rewriting the question to, how long does B2B freight shipping take from the Southeast to the West Coast?
But wait, here's where it gets really interesting. Because looking at that from a traditional marketing funnel perspective, I have to push back a little.
Okay, go ahead.
Isn't that question dangerously specific?
How do you mean?
Well, if I run a national logistics firm and I get that incredibly niche on my main FAQ page, aren't I alienating the top of funnel prospect who just wants to know general transit times from, say, the Northeast to the Midwest?
I see what you're saying.
It just feels like we're artificially narrowing our audience.
Well, it only feels dangerous if you are still applying the logic of human website browsing.
Ah.
If a human is visually scanning a page, Yes, highly specific questions might make them think, you know, oh, this doesn't apply to me.
Mm-hmm.
But we are designing for answer engines now.
Right, the bots.
The AI is a semantic matching machine. It is constantly looking for high confidence correlations between the user's prompt and the source material. So if a buyer asks a detailed logistics question and your site just has a broad shipping policy header, the AI's confidence score in your page drops. It just assumes your content is too generalized.
Oh, I see. But if you have that exact long tail prompts mapped out, your confidence score spikes.
Exactly. And to address your concern about the funnel, this level of specificity doesn't alienate buyers. It pre-vets them.
Pre-vets them.
Yes. If an AI serves up your highly detailed answer about freight times in the Southeast to the West Coast, the person reading that output is someone who desperately needs that exact route right now.
So they have super high intent.
Exactly. You are trading a high volume of useless, low intent page views for a lower volume of absolute high intent lead generation.
Okay, I see the logic there. You're filtering out the noise to capture the signal.
Exactly.
So that covers step one, mapping the exact conversational prompt. But I imagine if we just follow that highly specific question with the same old 500 word wall of legal text we talked about earlier,
yeah,
the bot is still gonna choke on it.
Oh, 100% it will choke.
So how do we structure the answer so that the AI actually extracts it?
Yeah, transition is critical. And it leads directly into steps 2 and 3 of the framework, which dictate the structure and the technical backbone of the answer.
Okay.
Step 2 is what Double Dome calls the direct hit answer.
Direct hit.
Yeah. When you look at how LLMs parse data, they show a really heavy algorithmic preference for what journalists traditionally call the inverted pyramid style of writing.
Oh, sure. Where the most crucial, definitive information is delivered immediately at the top, and then the supporting context sort of cascades down below it.
Precisely. For an AI-optimized FAQ, the rule in the text is incredibly strict. The very first sentence following the question must be a direct, standalone answer containing exactly 40 to 60 words.
Wait, 40 to 60 words? That is ruthless brevity.
It is very tight.
I mean, you can barely fit a standard corporate disclaimer in 60 words.
That's the whole point. It strips away the fluff. This 40 to 60 word snippet is engineered to be the exact text block the AI extracts and quotes.
I see.
It has to be perfectly digestible and syntactically complete. You can't start the answer with, it depends on, or as referenced above.
Right, because the bot won't know what it depends on.
Exactly. It has to stand entirely on its own as a verified fact.
Okay.
Once you deliver that direct hit, then you can use the rest of the page real estate to provide the deeper context.
Like the data tables or the proprietary information game we discussed earlier.
Yes, exactly. But those first 40 to 50 words act as the key that unlocks the algorithm's attention.
So we have the mapped prompt and we have the 40-word direct hit. But earlier you mentioned that the bot needs to trust this data.
Right.
And text just sitting on a web page doesn't inherently equal trust, right?
Yeah.
Especially not to a machine processing millions of pages a second. So how do we mathematically prove to the bot that this 40-word snippet isn't just marketing spin, but a definitive, verified answer?
That is where step 3 comes in. And honestly, it's the piece most businesses completely ignore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's called the schema technical backbone.
Schema technical backbone.
Yes. You can write the most brilliant, concise answer in the world, but if you don't serve it to the AI in a language it natively computes, you're leaving money on the table.
Okay, so what is this language?
This step requires wrapping your text in advanced code known as FAQ Page JSON LD Schema.
JSON LD Schema. Okay, for the listener who isn't a web developer, let's break that down. Is it fair to compare this to giving the AI a perfectly organized, labeled Excel spreadsheet instead of handing it a messy, handwritten diary entry?
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, that analogy perfectly captures the structural benefit here.
Okay.
When an AI scrapes a standard web page, it has to use natural language processing to guess the context. It has to infer, okay, this bold text looks like a question, and the paragraph below it seems to be the answer.
And inferring takes a lot of computing power.
It does. And machines hate ambiguity.
They want deterministic formatting, like a neon sign visible only to robot eyes that says verified fact here.
Yes, exactly. JSON LD Schema uses key value pairs behind the scenes in your website's code. It explicitly tags the data.
So it's invisible to the human reader.
Right. Completely invisible. It tells the bot, without any shadow of a doubt, type. Question. Name. How long does freight shipping take? Accepted answer. 4 days.
So the bot doesn't have to guess at all.
No guessing. It just reads the labels in your spreadsheet. The first material refers to this process as building entity confidence.
Entity confidence. I love that term.
It's a great term. By wrapping your text in this machine-readable schema, you remove all algorithmic doubt. You make it mathematically frictionless for the bot to trust your data and elevate it above a competitor who just has plain text on a page.
So it's not about convincing a human reader you are trustworthy through flowery copywriting. It's about proving to a machine through structured code that you are the authoritative node of information.
It's purely algorithmic trust.
Wow. So we've essentially built this highly tuned machine-readable engine here. We have the behavior mapped questions, the 40-word direct hits, and the underlying JSON-LD spreadsheet ensuring entity confidence.
All working together.
But let's pull back from the technical SEO weeds for a second and look at the business reality. If I am a CEO looking at my quarterly reports, how does this actually impact my bottom line?
Well, this is where the strategy shifts from a technical exercise to a major revenue driver.
Okay.
The Double Dome piece draws a very sharp line between legacy reporting metrics and modern 2026 reporting.
What's the difference?
Well, for years, marketing departments justify their budgets using page views.
Oh, classic vanity metric.
Exactly. But in the AI era, page views are often a hollow metric. A CEO does not care if a legacy FAQ page got 10,000 hits if 9,900 of those users immediately bounced because they couldn't find a clear answer in all the legal jargon.
Right. High traffic with zero conversion is just a server cost.
Exactly. What the modern CEO demands is a dashboard that tracks market ownership.
Market ownership.
Yeah, they want to see, we invested X dollars to build this AI-optimized asset, and as a result, our proprietary data was cited Y number of times as the definitive answer inside Gemini and Claude for high-intent buyer queries.
So a citation from an AI is no longer just a neat technical achievement.
Not at all. It is essentially a highly trusted recommendation to a buyer at the exact moment of intent.
That makes total sense. And beyond just the organic citations, the source material actually mentions a massive, almost hidden synergy with paid advertising.
Yes, the Google Ads component.
Right. How does rewriting your FAQ page actually impact your Google Ads budget? Because usually SEO and paid ads operate in completely different silos, right? Like they don't talk to each other.
They usually do, yeah. But answer engines have totally blurred that line. The article reveals that a robust, schema-wrapped FAQ page directly improves your Google Ads performance by significantly boosting your landing page's semantic relevance.
And semantic relevance is a massive factor in how Google calculates your quality score.
Yes, exactly. For those managing ad budgets, you know that a higher quality score directly lowers your CPC, your cost per click.
Oh, wow.
Google's ad algorithms look at the page you're sending traffic to. If they see an AI-optimized FAQ page that perfectly semantic matches the exact long-tail queries users are typing in, it's all cleanly wrapped in JSON-LD, the algorithm registers that page as a highly relevant premium destination.
Because you are proving to the ad network that you actually answer the user's question, rather than just tricking them into clicking a link with a flashy ad.
Precisely. Your quality score goes up, your CPC goes down, and perhaps most importantly, because your content is mapped to such specific buyer intent, you stop wasting ad spend on broad, non-converting queries.
The efficiency gains there must be massive.
Huge.
Right? So what does this all mean at the end of the day? When we step back and look at the full picture, the AI slump, the prompt mapping, the schema code, the ad efficiencies, is the FAQ page actually, secretly, the most powerful and lucrative page on a modern 2026 website? Like, even more so than the homepage.
When you synthesize the entire Double Dome philosophy, the answer is a definitive yes. Yeah, think about the traditional homepage. It is essentially a digital brochure. It looks beautiful, has great branding, but it rarely does the heavy lifting of answering complex friction point questions from buyers.
That's true.
The AI-optimized FAQ page is a completely different beast. It takes your dormant technical knowledge, your transit times, your pricing structures, your proprietary workflows, and formats it into an active, revenue-generating citation engine.
Operating around the clock.
Exactly. It operates 24/7 inside the AI interfaces your customers are already using, closing the trust gap before a prospect ever even speaks to a human sales rep.
It's incredible to think about the evolution of this. I mean, we started this deep dive talking about the FAQ page as a forgotten storage closet of boring policies.
A dusty appendix.
Right, a dusty appendix. But looking at the reality of 2026, if you are running a business and want to survive the AI slump, you can't just block the bots or cling to vanity page views. You really have to embrace the paradox.
You have to adapt.
Yeah, you have to transform that ignored appendix into a precise 40-word schema-wrapped citation magnet. It isn't just about answering questions anymore. It is about formatting your institutional knowledge so that the machines can effortlessly digest it, mathematically trust it, and serve it to the world as absolute fact.
And as you digest all of the mechanics we've discussed today, the JSON-LD, the prompt mapping, the information gain, doesn't leave you with a final thought to mull over.
Okay, let's hear it.
If we are rapidly entering an era where AI tools perfectly extract our structured 40-word answers, read our invisible schema code, and serve that information directly to the user in a chat window, bypassing the visual interface entirely, how long until the very concept of a visual website becomes completely obsolete, leaving businesses to exist solely as invisible databases of schema-wrapped answers floating in the AI ether?
Wow. An entirely invisible internet powered completely by perfectly structured answers. No graphic design, no landing pages, just pure entity confidence. That is a wild and somewhat inevitable future to think about. Until next time, keep exploring and keep looking for the treasure hidden in the dusty corners of the web.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.